Chapter 8. By the time I was 13 or 14, I felt myself enormously advanced in age and experience. I no longer thought of myself as protected by another person. I had my own protective feelings. I felt responsible for my mother. I also began to try to know myself, the sort of person I was, what I could attempt successfully, and the things I was no good at, and that I must not waste time over. I knew that I was not bright. I must give myself time to look at a problem carefully before deciding how I would deal with it. I began to appreciate time. There is nothing more wonderful to have in one's life than time. I don't believe people get enough of it nowadays. I was excessively fortunate in my childhood and youth, just because I had so much time. You wake up in the morning, and even before you are properly awake, you are saying to yourself, "Now, what shall I do with today?" You have the choice. It is there in front of you, and you can plan as you please. I don't mean that there were not a lot of things, duties we called them, I had to do. Of course there were. There were jobs to be done in the house, days when you cleaned silver photograph frames, days when you darned your stockings, days when you learned a chapter of great events in history, a day when you had to go down to the town and pay all the tradesmen's bills, letters and notes to write, piano exercises, embroidery, but they were all things that lay in my choice, to arrange as I pleased. I could plan my day. I could say, "I think I'll leave my stockings until this afternoon. I will go downtown in the morning, and I will come back by the other road and see whether that tree has come into blossom yet." Always when I woke up, I had the feeling which I am sure must be natural to all of us, a joy in being alive. I don't say you feel it consciously, you don't, but there you are alive. And you open your eyes, and here is another day, another step, as it were, on your journey to an unknown place, that very exciting journey which is your life. Not that it is necessarily going to be exciting as a life, but it will be exciting to you because it is your life. That is one of the great secrets of existence, enjoying the gift of life that has been given to you.